Welcome to Fate Family and the Force. I'm Annabeth.
And I'm Oliver.
Fate Family and the Force is a podcast about just that, our faith, our family, and our experiences as Oliver is in the Air Force.
We hope you enjoy the show, but first, a word from our sponsor. Today's episode is sponsored by Not Delilah, and we have a discount code for y'all. Use FaithFamForce at checkout for 15% off. That's FaithFamForce and 15% off, all one word, FaithFamForce. Christmas is coming up, and you're going to need to get your mom, girlfriend, sister, and all the other important women in your life presents. So I highly recommend shopping at NotDelilah.com. Not Delilah has clothes perfect for every woman that are stylish, elegant, and comfortable. But if you are nervous about picking out clothes for women, they also have gift cards. And don't we all love some gift cards? I love that they have that option. It's so nice. Go to NotDelilah.com to start shopping and use the code FaithFamForce at checkout for 15% off. That's NotDelilah.com, promo code FaithFamForce for 15% off.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Whoop whoop, Thanksgiving!
Okay, so it is part 7. We only have 2 more of these episodes about resiliency, and today just so happens to be gratitude.
What?
I don't know how that I worked that out on purpose.
Yeah, I think your premonition, knowing it was going to be Thanksgiving as we have scheduled these out, was awesome.
Yeah, and so I will go ahead and say I think gratitude. I know we've had a few episodes the past couple that we weren't sure that the topic really created resiliency. Not that they weren't great to have and use and stuff, but gratitude I do think is one that does create resiliency or helps you be more resilient.
Absolutely, and this, I think, is one of the most important ones that we have talked about in this 8-part series, so part 7 right now. If you haven't listened to the other 6 parts, go ahead and go back and listen to those. But if you're here listening now, that's great. We're glad you're here. I'm very gracious you're here, and lots of gratitude towards that.
Yeah, you definitely don't have to listen to all the other ones to, it's not like a, I don't even know what the right word is.
Like, you're not going to miss anything if you don't listen to the other ones.
Exactly. Okay, so gratitude. On the website that we're using, it the definition that they gave said a sense of wonder, thankfulness, and appreciation for life. A sense of wonder, though, do you think that is gratitude?
I think the sense of wonder is kind of like the initial, like, wow. Because like we really use wonderful wrongly. I was actually talking to a friend a long time ago about this and just words of the English language. And that was one of them that we both were like, yeah, I kind of, if you sound it out, right? Oh, that was wonderful. Very few things when we use that word do we actually mean, oh, that thing was full of wonder. And like we just don't use it as appropriately. However, I think anything causing wonder, and then you're into thankfulness and appreciation for said thing, is going to lead to gratitude and thus more resilient.
Yeah. Okay. So dictionary.com, I went and got a different definition just to see. And it says gratitude is warmly or deeply appreciative of kindness or benefits received, which is, would be more what I would assume the definition of being of gratitude or being grateful would be.
Yeah, I like to think of, I like how you said it's a, like a give and take thing, like what you, something you received, you can be, have a lot of gratitude for. It's easier to quantify it that way, like transactional means.
Yeah, and then the website also said it helps you think about what went right. So if you have gratitude, you're grateful, it's going to help you remember all the things that have gone right or well in your life.
Yeah, especially when we kind of talked about the definition of resiliency being how you handle yourself and things and stress and how you manage that during difficult times. And so gratitude is kind of the other end of that, like how you handle things when they go good and your response to that, especially getting to choose to be happy about something and kind of having that objective mindset as we talked about in some of the previous episodes.
Yeah. Okay. So the thing I love the most that the video said was resilient people don't have fewer negative emotions. Like bad things are going to happen to all of us. We're going to have negative emotions and thoughts. You can go back and listen to reframing and mindfulness and all of that, but it's going to happen. Negative things are going to happen. Negative emotions are going to come up, but resilient people do have more positive emotions, which allows them to rebound from stress and adversity more easily.
Yeah, we mentioned it a couple episodes ago about controlling your thoughts, and Annabeth had this great quote about it, and she talked to it for a good length of time there. But I think that's something with gratitude and just resiliency in general that is so important, because if you can control your emotions, you can control your thoughts, you can keep your cool head and your wits about you, then you're going to be appreciative of the really good things and just the kind of good things and just the okay things, which will make you realize that your stress and the things that are adversely facing you here they're important, but it's not the end of the world, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Positive emotions are fuel for resilience.
Ooh, dang, you should write a book.
No. Okay, so moving on, it gave us a lot of examples of things to do to journal or just be aware and have something physical of to remind yourself what you have and what you are grateful for. So the first thing is a gratitude journal. We've all heard of this, right? But I did like they put different examples of this. So you could just traditionally write it down. You could put it on your notes in your phone. You could do a photo type journal or a video if you're not into like actually writing things down. Or we've done this before where we make, you just take strips of paper and write down some like different things you're grateful for and put it in a jar. And then you can pull it out when you need a reminder, or you can pull one out every day and like pray and thank God for that, you know, just different things like that.
Yeah, it really adds to the old saying of count your blessings. You know, I think that's just a good start of literally sitting there and counting, oh my gosh, I have a lot to be grateful for, whether it's the roof on my head or the bed that I sleep in. So I love that idea of gratitude journals. And it sounds, once again, you know, you get into this, what you put in so much goodness, you're going to get out so much goodness, you know? And so it's just one of those things that, yeah, sometimes it sounds cheesy to make a gratitude journal, and that's okay, because it's supposed to be a little bit cheesy because there's some truth behind that, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, the next one is sentence shifters, and I love this. Have you ever heard of this before?
Yes. So I had my favorite teacher, and who was also my academic advisor when I was at the Air Force Academy. Like, I went to his office one day and was like stressed out, and I was essentially just venting to him, and he was super kind and gracious and just said, Oliver, all these things you're saying are, you're acting like they're chores and that you have to do this, you have to do that. But he's like, remember, you get to do this, you get to do that. Like, you get to learn these cool things, you get to fly planes, you get to do this, not that you have to in making it a job or occupation.
Yeah, I love that. And even just for me, it's a great reminder when you're at home with kids and you have to do household chores or whatever. And it's like, oh my gosh, I have to fold more laundry. Like, I feel like I'm doing laundry constantly. And instead of thinking it like that, think, wow, we have clothes to wear. We have a washer and dryer at our house that we, you know, can afford. Or, I don't know, oh my gosh, I have to do the dishes again. I just am constantly doing dishes. But then instead think, well, I'm so grateful that we were able to eat dinner tonight. And I'm so grateful that we have dishes to eat on, you know, just so many people, we forget so many people don't have these things that are so just in our daily lives that we do, just forget to be grateful for the small things like that.
Yeah. So kind of moving on here, you see that another thing you can do is state what you appreciate and talk about, like, verbally and communicate with your friends and family things that you're thankful for. And it's Thanksgiving, y'all. What else are you doing at the table besides eating turkey and ham?
Yes. Go around, ask everybody what they're thankful for this Thanksgiving. It can be really fun. And also, say, you can make this super fun. You can say, okay, nobody can say the same thing. So if somebody already said, oh, I'm really appreciative of my family, you can't say that. Or it makes people think and get creative. Or say, okay, you can't say any humans. Like, it has to be all, like, physical thing. Well, I guess humans are physical. It has to all be, like, I don't know, nothing that's alive.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is a couple episodes we also talked about open-ended questions as a way to communicate and whatnot. And this is another good opportunity because you get to really get to know people and be mindful of those persons, which mindfulness is one building block towards resiliency. And just in general, like, maybe you say something to another person that's of something you appreciate and they had no idea that's something you appreciate. Or even worse, they thought the opposite. They thought you didn't like that thing and that you had no interest in it. And then you're like, no, I really appreciate it when you do that or when we have this. And now they know a little bit more about you.
Yeah. And I would say it's awesome to hear it's great for you to say, tell someone that, hey, I'm thankful for you. But it's even more, maybe not even more awesome, but I think also awesome if you can say something specific, not just say, hey, I'm thankful for you, but say, hey, I'm really thankful for your hugs. Like, you give the best hugs, you know, something very specific that is going to make them feel loved and appreciated. But then also, if you are not with people, or you can't tell them in person why you're grateful for them, you can always text or send a video, email, or whatever. But I know we've said this before on the podcast, but write letters to people. Like, it's old school, but it's so cool to get a letter. And who wouldn't love to get a letter saying, hey, I'm thinking about you, I'm so thankful for you.
Yeah, it gets really mundane and boring when you go to your mailbox and it's the constant, like, bills or same junk mail, you know? But it's so exciting when you get a birthday card, right? Or a package from Amazon, even though you know it's coming in the mail. But, like, it's one of those things. It's like, oh, something is here for me. It's personal and it can help you build trust with your friends and family and just people you care about, thus building a better relationships. And relationships are those things that you can lean on when it's time to be super resilient and you can grow that resiliency.
Yeah. Okay. So the last thing is gratitude reminders. So that's my wording for it. Their example was a gratitude rock. So you pick a rock and you can put it somewhere where you're going to see it every day. And so it'll remind you to be thankful throughout your day. So I'm going to say it doesn't have to be a specific rock. It's just going to be something that can remind you to be grateful, to take a moment and pause. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think using little physical objects can be awesome just because you can see it at a quick glance. Whether it's like when people put sticky notes, like Ted Lasso puts a Believe sticky note on his mirror, right? We all love Ted Lasso here. Huge fans.
If y'all haven't seen that show, I'm going to need you to just stop listening to this podcast and go watch it right now.
Wow. But I agree. And so it's just something like, it's the old adage of putting a sticky note of something that's important to you on your bathroom mirror, because that's the first thing you see in the morning. And that's the last thing you see before you go to bed as you're too tired to floss and you don't want to floss anymore. So you're like, yeah, I see this thing and I'm grateful for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So I have a couple more questions. Of course, I'll ask you our normal last question of how important do you think gratitude is for the military spouse and their resiliency?
Extremely important. The last couple episodes, I've kind of been lowering my importance of some of the ones we talked about, but this one I think is up there because it's a positive mind shift, right? So as a military spouse and as a military member, anytime you can point to the positives and be optimistic and realize the things you're grateful for, it makes the things, the stressors and the uncomfortableness and sometimes just the things you don't want to do, it makes them better. And that's just a positive mind of thought. And I think gratitude and just being grateful is the first step into that direction and is a huge building block for resiliency. I almost think right now, out of the 7 episodes, this one's probably the most important.
Wow. Okay. So I think it is very important as well, especially because I think we're all grateful for the military and for our spouses' jobs and what it has given us, because it's given us so many opportunities and new friends and new perspective and, you know, sometimes good healthcare and just different things like that, good insurance, whatever. But then there's so many times that we can complain about the military, and so many times that the healthcare is super frustrating, or you're moving to a place where all your needs are not going to be met, or your husband is asked to move again or deploy again or whatever. Like, the military can be so frustrating. And so I think it is important, not just with the military and things, just in general, it's so important to be grateful, but specifically to be grateful for the military, even though it's so hard. It's really hard being a military spouse, and it's really hard being a military member. But remember, like, there are some amazing things that you get out of it that other people will never be able to experience.
Yeah, I think you touched on a kind of a secret about gratitude, and that's acknowledging that something is hard or difficult first, and not just like blowing it off and washing it over with blind optimism, right? And just all this unequivocated faith of just like, oh, everything is awesome. No, like, sometimes things suck, but you say that and you're like, yeah, this really sucks right now, but look at all these things, other things here too that we can be gracious about. There's like, I know there's some psychologists out there, because I remember talking about it in some of my classes about the dangers of silver linings, right? If you just get caught up in the silver lining the whole time, you really miss what's going on there. And so I would caution that, but I would also caution, like, just choose to be grateful, choose to be kind, and I promise you're going to sleep better at night.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so what are you grateful for this year? If we go around the table at Thanksgiving, what are you saying?
I am probably going to say, and this is probably, I'm okay saying this, it's the people I get to work with. And I'm saying that this year because I get to spend a lot of time with them, and you really get to know people, and you get to do, like, just life. You get to do life with other people and love on them and just become closer and get to know them, and how beautiful and intricate the humans are in general, and how we are as a culture. And whether I'm flying with them or whether we're just sitting around watching Netflix and hanging out as a bunch of guys and girls, you know, working, it's a good time. And those are my people, you know, and I want to take care of them, and they take care of me. They take care of my family, and our family takes care of their families.
Yeah, I love that. Are you asking me what I'm grateful for?
Yes. What are you grateful for?
I am, of course, grateful for Jude, and just watching him. Being a parent, my favorite thing is just getting to watch your kid, like, grow and learn. Like, it's the coolest thing, especially when, well, I think it's two different things. When you haven't, like, worked on something with him at all, and he just starts doing it, and you're like, where the heck did you learn that from? Like, he started, like, playing air guitar, and we have no idea, y'all, where he got it from, and it's so cute. But then the other thing is, it's so cool when you have been working on something with him for a week or 2 weeks or three, you know, and then he finally gets it, and it's just, it's the best.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so happy you said that, because I wanted to say that, but also I needed to say the thing I said too.
Yeah. Okay. So I think that's it for today. We hope y'all have a great Thanksgiving tomorrow, and just remember to be grateful.
Okay. Quick last question. Oh. Turkey or ham?
Ham.
Pumpkin pie or pecan pie?
Pecan.
All right. Those must have been easy questions, because I agree with both of those. All right, guys. We'll see you next week.